You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you hear this phrase, hang up immediately. Phone scams have been around for quite some time, but fraudsters keep coming up with increasingly sophisticated methods of deception. Pay attention to a relatively new type of phone scam and watch this video very carefully. How the scam works. If you answer the phone and a stranger asks, "Can you hear me?" hang up immediately. The call is from a scammer who is after a recording of your voice, more precisely, a recording of you saying yes. Then, your voice sample can be used for making purchases or other financial transactions under your name. In some cases, saying yes represents signing a verbal contract, something that equals clicking "I agree" or "I accept" during online shopping. These so-called voice signatures are legitimately used by many companies when it comes to asking a client to confirm account changes or money transfers. What precautions should you take? 1. Don't answer phone calls from unknown numbers. Picking up the phone lets criminals know that your number is a valid one and can be used in fraudulent activity. Later on, your number might be resold to other scammers. 2. If you decide to answer a call from a stranger, try to remain cautious and skeptical, especially when being asked questions that entail a reply of yes. These questions might include, "Can you hear me? Is it a convenient time for you to talk right now? Are you the homeowner?" and other similar ones. A reasonable response to any of those questions should be, "Who are you and why are you calling me?" 3. Configure your phone to switch calls from unknown numbers to voicemail automatically. You should know that scammers never leave voice messages. 4. Do not give your personal information to strangers, even if they claim to be employees of a company you know. Do you think it's impolite to hang up on a stranger? Well, think again. Or you could turn the tables and ask them a question. "Hey, I'm giving away smallpox this week. How much would you like?"